Welcome, everybody, to the Voice Chat Podcast, episode 48. My name is Mars from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Red Ladinbetta.
And that's it. It's just that's us. It. We're the guests today.
It's the boys today.
It's only the boys. And before only we continue boys. With the boys podcast, I just want to give a quick shout out to all of the patrons. Oh my gosh, all of you are fantastic. Ooh. And the channel members, especially Pac, Storyteller 25, Abs, Andrew Ong, Dr. Crazy Diablo, Gabby Fox, Gabriel, Mo, Reborn, Wyatt, Watson. You guys are fantastic, very much supportive of the podcast, and it helps keeps us afloat. If you want to have early access to the podcast for at least a week, make sure to become a patron or channel member, and you can get access to all of that and all of our secret episodes in the past. All right.
Woo.
Awesome. And fan art as well. Wow, we haven't done fan art reel in such a long time.
Look at that. It's been a while. Look at that.
Fan art? No. Oh, yeah, we have too much fan art. I've gone.
Stop making it.
Stop. Do not Stop draw. It. Too many.
Do not.
Too many arts.
Never draw me.
Remember, I guess, thank you so much for everybody who drew fan art. I remember when I started YouTube, I was so ecstatic when I got my first fan art. Like, yay. I remember it very... I have it on my phone still to this day.
Oh, pleb.
Huh? What do you mean?
little baby, you like little sentimental thing? Gross, ew.
I thought you were going to go like, oh, pleb, I already got it printed and laminated. Yeah. And I have it against my wall.
Yeah.
That is like, oh, yeah, I got it tattooed on me right now.
Yeah. I've got the Maz's fan art tattooed on me.
what a start. Thank you so much, everybody, for the fan art. I guess we should explain what's been happening, you know, like why don't we have any guests and why has it been a while and why
We lost
we
our
decided
friend.
That we hate people and we don't want people on our podcast anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's just us three.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
And every episode, we will actually kick one of the hosts out until there is zero host, you know?
Yeah, so this episode is Rush.
Yep.
No,
here
no,
we go.
No. We're gonna kick Laddie out. We already have the Laddie episode.
We have a whole army of Laddies. We can replace you. We can replace you, Laddie. We have
this isn't what we agreed to.
Laddie, you didn't pay me enough, okay?
Oh, no.
You're out of here.
No, but where's my paycheck? You don't pay me enough. Where's my raise? Wait, I thought you meant to pay me, Laddie. Wait. basically, what's happened is that near the end of last year, with just so much happening in terms of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and my own plans to go into my job this year, we basically had to stop recording podcasts. We used to record them every 2 weeks. And in like mid-December or like early December, we had to just stop doing that because the schedule was just not free enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't actually recorded a podcast in a month or so, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a
little surprise, like a little crazy to me, because I remember at the start of last year, like we made the decision to upload every 2 weeks or something. I remember that. Like, we need your help, Voice Chat Podcast 2.0. You know, I remember that.
Yeah.
Almost exactly a year, actually. And we started uploading bi-weekly then. And since then, we have recorded 20 episodes. So we actually followed through kind of well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We were
not good enough.
Consistent.
Yeah. And so it's weird to then not record for a month straight.
Yeah.
Recording it, like to say like, hi, my name is Mars on the Voice Chat Podcast, and like, you know, hearing both of you do your intros was so common, but had to take a break, and I guess like that's what this podcast was about. We were meant to record this earlier so that it would come out during New Year's and be like, hey, New Year's episode, what are we doing for this year? But you know, the things did not work out.
Yeah, we
can so
still talk about that, what we want to do this year. Still early.
It's still early, I guess so. But like when they hear it, might be the end of January. So it's okay. It's okay.
It's fine.
So like, what do you want to do this year, Laddie?
Nothing. Just kidding. Nothing.
Thanks for asking, though.
Yeah, thanks for asking. How about you? Just kidding. Well, I'm gonna graduate this year. I'm gonna graduate in May from college. And this year I'm gonna, I've been living at my college apartment like for the whole time I've been at college, but I, this semester I'm gonna live at home. I'm gonna terminate my housing agreement. I'm gonna tell them to cancel it, and I'm gonna live at home because it's like, it's really expensive, and like I don't have to work at, on campus anymore. They want me to work from home now, so I'm like, yes. So yeah, I'm gonna cancel that and just live at home, and that part's gonna suck because I'll be like, my internet's garbo here, and like I'm not as free to do whatever when I'm at home, but it'll work out. It'll be wait, fine.
I'm confused. I thought, what is your college done?
No. So all my classes are online, and they still are going to be online this semester. So the only thing that was keeping me living on campus was my job. But this upcoming semester, they want me to work from home. So now there's not even a point of me staying on campus. So yeah.
Did your job neglect the payment cost it would for you to live there?
I don't know. I just the college kind of is stupid, but I love it.
Yeah, college is stupid.
No, but
college is stupid. I agree though. Like I'm not gonna disagree.
Yeah,
the quiet here.
But I made it this far.
That's what I was gonna ask. Like, how long until it's done?
This is my last semester, so May of this year I graduate. Woo! Yay!
Unless you fail.
And Laddie, you need to make a video. You need to make a video. Laddie explains college 2 now that you're out of it. Laddie, you need to do a part 2.
I want to make a better part. I don't like my part 1. My college one was really rushed because that one had a sponsorship on it, and it was my first sponsorship. Mm-hmm. So I was like, but this time I want to really take my time.
Do it.
And like, yeah,
you come out like a smoker that's been through war.
Yeah, I've been through it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
my mind's changed.
Yeah, but yeah, and then I want to save up money to try and move out eventually, but probably not this year. But I'll save money though.
Where are you gonna move out?
I don't know. After I graduate, I'm gonna live with my mom for another like 6 months and save money, and then I'll move somewhere. Probably somewhere. Yeah, so we're probably Georgia, probably not California.
Georgia, Texas, you know, everybody Georgia, has their plans. Texas. Washington, right?
Why Washington? No one wants to go there.
Oh, okay. I just started listing places that I knew.
It's wet and gloomy there. I would never. That would suck.
Yeah, Seattle. Yeah.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Ooh. I like that. I like, as long when you find a new place, you gotta do like a house crib, you know?
Yeah, MTV Cribs. It's me, Laddie, and I live in a crib. It's my little crib, baby.
That's MTV.
My baby crib. This is it.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be recording it because, again, MTV is Moz TV, so you know.
Yeah, Moz TV crib, Laddie edition.
Laddie edition. Isn't that your plan as well, Rush, to move out?
Yeah. I've always wanted to move out.
But like, didn't you say this year you will move out, or am I mistaken?
Yeah. It's either like Austin or like Georgia or somewhere.
Don't dox yourself. What the heck? You could
at 1-8-360 North Drive.
I'm going to move in this exact location. If you want to find me, hit me up.
I've been craving socialization, you know. COVID really be lonely.
All the fans flock to me. Let's go.
You want
to
stalk me? Let's do it.
Just summer warm. That's where I want to be.
Warm.
Somewhere warm. But, like, why this year? Like, is it cheaper this year or something? Or
I don't know.
Thanks, Rush. Thanks,
yeah,
Rush.
No, nice.
Basically, I've been not living an adult life, and I'm, like, an adult.
Yeah, living with your grandma.
As in, like, you've been living with your grandma? Or?
Yeah.
And so, like, you just want to get your own independence by living with other people, yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, though, Rush.
That's what life is all about.
Like, what if you fight with your friends, like roommates, and then you're not friends?
I told my roommates and friends, we're enemies day one.
You just, like, take a crap in their room?
You're my shit list, motherfucker.
And they just look at it like, oh, Rush.
Rush.
Screw you, Wake Up again. It's like a sitcom.
Aw, oh, Rush forgot to do the dishes again. Ha ha, that Joker.
that Illy Willy.
Ha ha.
Oh yeah, we're going to be enemies. Don't you worry. Everyone's going to be enemies if they move in with me.
Yeah. We were thinking about like having a house in Georgia, like getting not a bunch of people, but at least like 4, maybe 5 people.
Maybe 11, maybe 10.
Maybe no. just to make it affordable to live. But if not, I might just move in on my own, maybe. I don't know.
You're good. Let me see. Y'all are like, I was talking to my brother and I was like, I've been living alone since I was 7. No, it was 17.
Hug your parents, like, get out of here. Get on the street, motherfucker.
Are you all right, Mom? Are you okay?
They just kick me out. They're like,
I'm only 7.
I've been living in the streets.
I was raised by ocelots when I was 7.
You don't know the things I've had to do. You know how fucked up ocelots are. And that's why Rush likes ocelots. That's when I met Rush. And his first owner was an ocelot.
That was me. No, it was an otter, first of all.
Otter, ocelot?
Are they not the same thing?
No.
Ocelot is cats.
Otters.
Oh my god, how did I not know that?
Minecraft. That's the only reason why I know.
I totally thought an ocelot was like an otter-looking thing. So I was just Oh, I'm like way off. Dang, dude.
How dare you disgrace? Yeah,
maybe I didn't get raised by ocelots.
Maybe you got raised by otters.
It's weird. They just went and they kept eating wood and shit. No, that's beavers. I got your animal
that's
wrong.
Beavers.
You're the worst.
I mean, every animal
Do you
wrong.
Know who raised you?
I was 7.
Yeah, they're beavers. They had the flat tail and a beak.
That's a platypus.
Yeah, I know. I'm just making.
I was so raised confused. By Perry the platypus.
Perry the platypus.
Yeah.
Dude, there's been a lot of changes with regards to my life. Okay.
My life.
Yeah, my wife.
No wife. Yet.
Oh, no wife.
Not yet. What was I going to say? Oh, so obviously this year, the biggest change is the fact that I'm working again.
Yeah, doctor time.
Oh, yeah, like a fully fledged one this time, not just like sheltered under the umbrella of, oh, I'm just a student. No, I'm like fully a doctor. And like, I was a little bit worried because I took a year off in 2020 for YouTube and traveling, and obviously I did not plan that out that well. You know,
yeah,
no one knew in 2019 what was gonna happen, so feels bad, man. But after like 7-8 months of doing just YouTube, I was just like, man, I really miss medicine. Like, I really miss it. Like, I thought I would. Like, the big fear that I had was maybe I'd fall in love with the YouTube side of things and then never wanted to pick up medicine again. But I feel like it's actually the opposite. Like, after I did 6 months of just YouTube, I was like, no, I would be perfectly happy just not doing YouTube ever again and going to medicine. Like, I would be really happy doing that.
Didn't you make a video shooting YouTube or a doctor, though?
As in, like, I chose YouTube over doctor for a year. Right, like that was a thing. That was what the entire video. Like, I even said in that video, like, if I don't figure out how to keep this up, I'm going to have to quit YouTube.
I said that.
Yeah.
I said it outright. So you're a faker. Okay.
I am.
I don't care. But that's the big dilemma. It's like I definitely was like fearing that, and after 6-7 months, it was true. I was like, hey, guess what? What I chose to do was a career. I want to still continue. And what I chose to do as a hobby, I don't want to continue as a career, right? But again, I'm too stubborn and I don't want to stop YouTube. Or at least I don't want to stop the Amazing, right? That's the one I don't want to stop. So I like,
we're going to stop the podcast though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah. I'm over it.
Glad you're joking about it.
Oh no.
Yeah. You're panicking now, huh? I feel the sweat going down your neck, laddie. When I turned too real, you just went. I heard it. I panicked. The Ooga Booga. No. I'll lead up to that, don't worry. But basically, I've been doing YouTube medicine again, and because I'm the only doctor now, it's like been quite pretty rough, to be honest. Like, I go in at I wake up at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. and I come home at 5, and it's like, oh god. And obviously, yeah, I had to eat dinner and work mm-hmm. out, and so it easily becomes 7 o'clock, and then I just have like to for me to wake up at 6 o'clock with a decent amount of sleep, I have to go to bed by 10.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, wow, I only have 3 hours to do anything. Mm-hmm. Which is like, and obviously you don't want to work the entire day, come home yeah. and keep working, right? So I'm just like, yeah, it's been pretty rough the last 3 weeks for balancing.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, I had to make some pretty tough decisions as to what I want to keep doing. Like, you know how I did the What's Moz thing? Remember that? Mm-hmm. Remember that, guys? Like the little, yeah, like the
third channel idea?
Yeah. IRL stuff.
Yeah.
I just like, I even though I have so many more ideas for it, I just had to accept that I just won't be able to put time into that. You know, I just can't.
Yeah.
So that channel is just going to be left out, you know, just going to mm-hmm. be there to dry. Same thing with my second channel stuff. Like, I'm going to just quickly wrap up the Among Us videos and then stop streaming altogether on Twitch. Okay. I really, really love Twitch streaming. That's the one thing I really enjoyed, yeah, but I just can't do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
And then the voice chat podcast.
Yeah.
Now, initially, I told Laddie and Rush. I walked up to them. I was like, guys, I can't do this podcast anymore. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just too much work. Like, there's no way we can continue every 2 week upload. Find guests, convince them, plan around them, especially with my own schedule being so hectic. Like, I don't know when I have days free until my roster comes out, and my roster doesn't come out until like a week or two before, and so I just couldn't commit myself to like anything that would waste my time. And whilst I want to do voice chat podcast, I just had to prioritize my actual job first, you know. And so I told Laddie and Rush that we're going to end the voice chat podcast. And then I said, yep, psych! And then 2 weeks later, I wonder how many of the audience was like, oh my God.
I knew it wasn't true. And I was about to start crying.
What are you laughing? It's been a really good time. I think, like, having, you know, constant, yeah, I think us having, I'm not going to say some sappy shit to make you cry, lady. I'm not that mean.
Thank you.
An idea, Mom.
What's up?
And now we can actually name this video Ending the Voice Chat Podcast.
Podcast.
Totally.
Well. Remember how we named
it's
it?
It's our
that
last
episode.
Remember? Yeah.
And everyone starts freaking out.
Yeah. We'll do that again. That's funny. We're ending the episode Voice Chat Podcast 2. Like, a
yeah.
Again.
It's over again. But this time, you know, it's serious because it's just us three. So,
no, guys, I started off the video with a, you know, like a big sigh.
Yeah.
Apology. I have video. A dog in the video.
Hold on, I guess we're crying. You know, there we go. Now it's official. Yeah.
Okay, and then we're gonna get canceled. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't mention that.
Every other YouTuber these days.
No, that right. You can't mention the list.
Like, nobody ever has ever been canceled.
not a person.
No one.
What's canceled? Yeah. And so the reason I said psych is because, again, I'm a bit too stubborn. I don't like giving up things that I really enjoyed doing. And What's Moz I enjoyed, but I was like, okay, you know, I gotta focus on what I like, the animation side of things. But voice chat podcast is like, it's something that I not only enjoy doing, but it's also like a chance for me to take time out of my day and talk to my friends, you know.
Yeah,
it's like a scheduled appointment to talk to some of my best mates, and obviously that's like Rush and Laddie. And mm-hmm. then the guests I rotate in, some of them are my closest friends, some of them are new people that I haven't had the opportunity to talk to too often.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get to talk to them and we explore stuff, it's so cool. Like, I've learned a lot about people because of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting guests on helps me, like, branch out, talk to people. Like, I usually just don't, like, I'm not the person that are like, oh, I haven't talked to this guy in, like, a year, I should reach out. I'm just like, I'm just going to sit here. If they talk to me first, that'd be awesome. But mm-hmm. having guests over helps me, like,
Yeah. Yeah, like, and I like you get known within the community, and you get to know them as well. So you don't like when you see them on beach day, you just be like, "Hey, what's up?" You know what I mean? Like we chatted.
We chill.
Then kick sand in their face.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. You're gonna have to kick sand in a lot of people's faces. If this is episode 47, that's 47 times two guests. Let's say 40 times two. That's 80 people you have to kick sand in front of.
Start lining up.
Woo! Come line up. Get some sand. Yeah.
Damn, bro. Whenever
we first were like, yeah, we're gonna not do the podcast anymore, I was really sad. because like we've been doing this for over like 3 years now. Like
been that long?
Yeah. I was like,
hey, no, Laddie, you want me to blow your mind a little bit?
Yeah, blow my mind.
Let me like because I had to fill out this YouTube I found this YouTube survey because they asked me to fill it out. I don't know how much I can say. They were just like, hey, answer questions about YouTube channels that you are involved in. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, sure. And like, okay, how long have you had the Voice Chat podcast? And I thought it was like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. We uploaded the very first episode on February 2018. So that's it's going to be 3 years in a month.
Yeah.
Basically the anniversary.
3 years. Oh, it's the anniversary. Yeah.
Well, aww. End of February, so we'll have to do a bunch more. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's become, like, so such a usual thing for me. I'm like, oh, yeah, we have this podcast, and I'm going to do that. Yay. Like, I look forward to it, like, every 2 weeks that we did it last year. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to have this thing that became such the norm for me, like, not have be a thing anymore. I started getting really emotional. I was like, oh, I'm gonna miss it. It's our scheduled time to hang out.
Yeah. And it's like for the very first year, it was we just kept like do have we ever explained why we started the Voice Chat podcast? Like one day why did we just come out? We hated each other.
Yeah, we hate each other so much that we're like, oh, fuck this guy. I wanna have more arguments with him.
Yeah.
No, there used to be like an old channel. I forgot the name of it. They've kept changing it, so I don't know anymore. But there used to be a channel in which they used to have older animation community podcasts. And we like the way the episodes and things were structured was that they would randomize the guests and you would have to be with people that you may not know really well. And the chemistry was really off. And I didn't like that. And then no one kept continuing with the podcast. And I was like, hey, can I just do it with my friends? And so I invited like Rush, Laddie, PJ, Rachel and me.
Rachel.
And we had a blast. And we were like, wow, we should do this more. And I was like, we should do this more. And then we made the podcast. And I read the statistic that podcasts usually end at like 7 episodes. That's the average length of a podcast before it tanks, you know?
Mm-hmm. We have 47!
And that, well, the 7 is also skewed up by, like, it's much lower. It's just the really, really long outliers that are destroying, like, Joe Rogan with thousands plus, Rooster Teeth with, like, 600, 700, 800. Like, the really long ones are increasing the average, but 7 is what the number is, and I was like, well, no, we're not going to fail. We're going to make this work. And it took a while. Like for the first year, again, we were just trying to find our footing. You know, we were just like getting people on, having a chat with them, going about our days. Mm-hmm. And then in the last year, once we started getting serious about everything, like fortnightly. And then we made the social media plan and we asked for Patreon help. It's actually kind of taken off more than we thought, like much more than I thought, you know.
Yeah. I didn't expect it. We're at 60k subs now. I'm like,
almost there.
Crazy.
Almost to 100, I know. When we get there, we're going to have to ask for 3 play buttons, you know.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. I have 2 of them.
You have 2 Laddie with 2 play buttons. That's so funny.
Greedy Laddie. We get 2 of them.
You're so greedy.
I'm gonna
have a tea party.
Make a sandwich. I'm gonna make a play button sandwich.
Oh my, shut the hell up. That would be a really funny video, actually.
Put some ham in between.
I love that.
Yeah.
So funny. And so like, and the thing is, that's one thing, like, it started blowing up. And it's not even, like, the money aspect. It's the fact that I've been receiving a lot of messages. And Laddie and Rush, I'm sure you guys have as well, and tweets, of people mm-hmm. going like, yo, I love the Voice Chat podcast.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. It means a lot.
Just like, man, yeah. we're just sitting, chilling, and like people actually like listening to us talk. And I'm like, that's really cool.
It's insane to me. And the daily, like, if we get 100 subs a day or something, that's like, that's so many, so many people. And
yeah,
I know, it's very touching, and I didn't want to give it up. And so what's the plan? You know, what's going to happen to the Voice Chat podcast? Are we actually going to end it? Are we going to stop doing the Voice Chat podcast? Oh my gosh. No, we're not going to stop. One day we will.
Yeah, not forever, but and you know.
It might be soon. Like, again, like when I said I'll continue the Voice Chat, I said it before I started my work. And I'm going to mm-hmm. be honest, work is really overwhelming right now. Like mm-hmm. even the hour that I'm spending chatting to you guys right now is I'm you know a little stressed about it. It's like, oh, you know, I have so much to do after. But again, that's why we're changing the Voice Chat podcast release schedule to maybe monthly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's reasonable. So
it's how we started. We ramped it up in the 2020 because everybody was inside. But now that people are going to walk outside again, going back to monthly. We'll try our best to get guests on and get everything settled in and everything, but that's what we'll promise for now. It might change, it might go back to probably won't go back to fortnightly, to be honest with you. We might end up ending it halfway through, who knows, right?
We'll see.
We'll see, but right now that's the plan. I'm looking at the social blade right now, Laddie Rush. We started February 26, 2018, and we had 14,000 subscribers at April 26th. So in 2 years and 3 months, we got 14,000 subscribers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then ever since April 26th to January 16th, so in 9 months, we've gotten 45,000 subscribers.
Dang.
Like, really blown up this in 2020. Well, I didn't like blow up pretty well. Yeah. Very nostalgic episode happening here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the update. We're not gonna end it, but it is gonna be slower.
Yeah. So be aware.
Just be aware. So that we don't die.
Yeah. Don't kill us.
Well, you can kill me.
Oh, well, I guess that's okay, but don't kill me. So Moss just got killed.
I was waiting for somebody to make the joke. I was like, come on. A to B, come on, guys.
I got it. Yeah,
good. I like what happened with life right now? What's going on other than that? Catching some Pokemon, running in some Ekans mods. What's going on?
That's like the small stuff, like, you know, the Pokemon little. Mm-hmm. I started like Australia is out of quarantine, like well out of it, you know. So you know, I'm making new friends because mm-hmm. new intern friends.
Yeah.
And man, the shenanigans are crazy. Like everybody's mm-hmm. such a character. Like if I could make a TV show, some of these guys would be TV show characters, man, because they're so weird.
Wait, I have an idea for the title.
What's up?
Scrub.
Oh my gosh, that's already a show.
And you should do a default dance for some kind of game in it.
And the theme song already got it. Like, I don't want to do it on my own.
No, that's not stupid. You're stupid.
I know Superman. Ooh.
No. That's a lame idea. What are you on about?
Oh, okay, well. What about this one? Banana.
Is that what the Voice Chat sounds like?
Yeah. That's when you speed, up the Voice Chat podcast times three. That's
what their characters you
if you want to speed up, I'm sorry, better. I think
so
like
characters, huh?
I know, like we're all the characters. Like, well, that's actually the guest, Tiny Moz, Tiny Laddie, Tiny Rush. That's the guest of this podcast. It's just us, but smaller.
I'm Tiny Laddie.
Okay, you know what? I regret this bit. I think it's right. I'm done. All right.
All right.
And I just squashed Tiny Miles. He's dead.
Are you allowed to talk about your coworkers or no?
Why would I not be allowed to?
Oh, I don't know.
I think like if I can't talk about it about work related stuff.
Yeah.
But outside of work, yeah, like this guy played like he went on Tinder, got like 9 girls and played Among Us and was like, I will date the winner. And then he
I will date the winner.
And then he dated
the Bachelor.
But there's two. Yeah, what do you mean the winner? How can you tell who's the winner?
As in like who's left alive if they're crewmate and who's like the imposter winner, you know? I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know his system, but it was so like, funny to me.
They voted off both imposters in the beginning, so he had to date all 8 of them.
Oh my gosh.
All crewmates.
I love that so much, dude. And so,
all right, like, ladies.
That's one. There's another that's just like, oh, I don't care about dating. I just want a guy. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah.
Like, I love it. Like, everybody's such a character here, and the work is super nice, and it's only mildly stressful when patients, like, in the second day I had, like, a medical emergency, I was like, oh.
When patients come in dying, it's a pain. They're like, oh, my leg is bleeding. And I'm like, oh, fine.
No, I just, like, I haven't done medicine in a year because I took a gap year, right? And the second day back, I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm a little rusty around the edges. And but the thing is, I still got it. Like, a lot of people were being nice about how much I knew. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then, the second day, I'm still rusty. I don't know how to take, like, bloods and do procedural stuff as well as I used to. And then literally, like, somebody's about to, like, having a stroke or something. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. Oh, you hit the jackpot.
No. That is, we do not want jackpot. We do not jackpot. Want stroke. Jackpot. Stroke.
Yes. What did you get today? Oh, broken leg. Well, I got a stroke. Yes. High five.
Still not a bingo card.
Like that. They can't even do it because one side of their no, that's so morbid. That's so morbid.
God, oh my God.
That's so morbid.
We went from wholesome to really weird.
Yeah. Welcome to the Voice Chat Podcast, laddie. Because like in the animation community though, there hasn't been that many things happening, I don't think. Like Jaden released her what do you call it? The speed running video.
Yeah.
That's like a big thing.
Another
I'm working on a video. I know you guys are as well. You know?
Video.
Yeah.
TikTok animations kind of going up a little bit, you know? Junie's blowing up. That's Junie! Crazy.
Young lad.
Shout out. I love Junie.
We love you, Junie.
I love Junie.
I was like,
well, you know.
I don't think
I don't know if he listens to the Voice Chat podcast though.
Probably not, but he knows we're talking about him. He feels it.
But what was I saying? Basically, like with him, I was telling a story about how he made a video called The Choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a video that's like kind of darker. It's not as jovial or as funny. He talks about how he feels compelled and pressured by what his audience wants, which is like meme videos, like what Hyojin does, right? And he feels compelled to do that, and how he doesn't really want to do that, you know. And he's just like whatever, and then he gets torn apart by what he wants to do versus what his audience want, you know.
Yeah.
And that was called The Choice. And back then he had like 12,000 subscribers, right? And I was playing Among Us with him. I love playing Among Us with him. He's one of my favorite characters. And I was in the middle, like as we're in the lobby, people are setting things up in the back. And I was like, hey, Junie, listen, I watched that video. He's like, yeah, what's up? And Junie's a very meme-y kind of guy, doesn't really get emotional that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know me, I hit him with the feels. I like feels. Yeah. I don't shy away from feelings. And so I'm like, hey, listen, man, that pressure you feel, that's normal. That pressure is like the pressure you get as a YouTuber. And I'm going to be honest with you, it gets worse the more popular you get, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling it now at 12,000, like which is not like the which is relatively okay for you to experiment, you're better off experimenting and enjoying what you do and find an audience that enjoys that then force yourself now and hate it, as even if you do get popular, you'll still hate every single step of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't reply at all. He's like, all right. Like, he kind of, like, had this tone, and I thought, I interpreted it as, oh, okay, like, he just, like, I gave him unsolicited advice, and I thought he was offended, and I was like, oh, shit, sorry, my bad. And then he made a video called Final Boss. I don't know if you've watched it. I don't know if you've watched The Final Boss. It's a 14-second video. Mm-hmm. I implore you to watch it right now. But basically, it's, he, like, changed a thumbnail. Oops, I posted this in the wrong chat. Silly me. But he basically changed up the thumbnail, so it's like different, and it's very obvious it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And what he wanted to do was he just wants to animate really cool fight scenes and really cool like animation. He just wants to experiment with his animation ability.
Mm-hmm.
And post it up, and he did, and then he posted on Twitter, in which it also blew up. And immediately got like 500k, like in like less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then Hit and Run, which is again another like 12-second. He just wanted to animate people fighting. And, oh, this is the same video, but Hit and Run is the same thing, in which he wanted to animate people fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he did. And then guess what? He at the very end he just said like, "Yeah, thanks." And I like that. I like that he's just experimenting with his animation and really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And he blew up. He went from 12K. Now, in a week, he is now at 222,000 subscribers.
Heck yeah. So happy for him.
Getting that bread. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 days ago, he was like at 50K. And now at 222K. I like it. I'm like, it's good when you see your friend grow, you know? It's like, yeah, go off.
Yeah.
Get that
bread, you know? I like it. I want to work with him on an idea that I have, you know? An idea.
Yeah.
Ooh. I got a bit of an idea. I think Junie's got a really cool style and I want to use it.
Heck yeah.
The other thing that's been happening in the Mage community, let me think. It's obviously Laddie's favorite YouTuber.
My favorite YouTuber?
Yeah.
My favorite one?
Yeah. Did you see the most recent video about the butt game?
Oh, my favorite YouTuber.
That's so.
I was like, I have a favorite.
if you don't remember, it's this one. This one. So, for those who don't know the context, we're talking about Alex Clark here. And I guess I'll approach this in the most gentle way, because again, I don't want to seem like I hate the guy or whatever, because I haven't really talked to Alex that much.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been a bit of a in a little bit of a pickle recently on Twitter because of how his newest video about butt game is being perceived by the general audience. I think Snowy Packle tweeted out something along the lines of this is why I left the Storytime Animation community. It's just a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Now, what issues do you guys have with it? Like, what's the big thing?
Go ahead, Lai. I think he's been doing like these adult like videos for like he sprinkles them in from time to time, right? Like babysitter stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then this one, I don't know. It seems off, a little cringy while watching. Because it made, like, jokes that I was like, oh, no, I'm not comfortable with this kind of joke. Oh, is that a giant penis?
It just made me overall very uncomfortable from the very, like, first 10 seconds. Like, because he already, like, showed his butt, and then he was like, yeah, I'm a bit of a dumb A-word, and then I was like, oh, okay, so this is how it's gonna go. And then talked about poking people in the butt, and then talked about peepees, and then I was like, huh, yeah. And then, it just made me feel uncomfortable. Like
I understand.
You like the priest bit? I like the priest.
What?
Oh, that. Yeah, okay.
So
if I was to summarize it in any way, for me, like, I watched the entire video, you know? I watched the entire video. I don't like criticizing without seeing the video first, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the thing that the moral issue, okay, number one, the moral issue. We've talked about this before, off camera, just in private, but I have an inherent problem when people who choose to make storytime animation that was previously marketed towards younger children, younger people, younger teenagers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem when they start to go into adult content pretty rapidly. You know, again, I don't want to name other YouTubers, other animators who've done the same thing. But like, there's been instances where animators have liked and retweeted, R18 material of themselves. And it's just like, hey, man, you have children following you on that website. Like, you can't retweet that. Like, that's just, again, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. But like, there is a moral responsibility as a YouTuber or as an influencer or a content creator to not do that. You know, like, let's just not do that.
Like, I would understand if, like, he went from the get-go was like, yeah, I'm targeted towards adults. But, like, he made, like, child content for, like, a majority of, like, the beginning. And so, like, the transition to this, it's not a subtle transition. And also, I'm just like, ooh.
And when you say child audience, content, though? Basically child content is not, like, children content.
Yeah.
It's content that was... honestly, let's be quite honest, marketed towards a younger demographic than maybe some of the other storytime YouTubers, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it'd be a secret to say that Jaden's audience is probably a bit older than Alex and Clark's, right?
Yeah.
Just what it is. Like, that's not a secret. That's just, you know, that's just an observation. Yeah. And so, yeah, I definitely have an issue when there is an increasingly and worrying amount of adult-oriented content that's being sprinkled in, and this being like the most egregious in terms of thumbnail, because with the other ones, they're pretty egregious, but they're like, if you're a kid, the context may not be apparent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some people lying in a bed, or like somebody with legs, whereas this one, it's apparent to everyone. There's no mixed thing. This is super apparent, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's like the one issue, the moral issue. The second thing for me is, as a whole, the video had like pretty poor pacing. Like, this is me in a nutshell. I'm like an essayist. Yeah. I'm like, oh, the video structure, you know? Like, sound like a nerd. But the pacing of the story was not altogether there. You know, and it's abundantly clear to me. And this is no longer objective. This is subjective. This is how I thought it was. I perceived it, but I didn't find there to be a reason as to why he needed to make this video about Kancho. You know, like it didn't feel like he had any real story attached to it. He just wanted to talk about this butt game. And if that's the case, and why talk about this? You could have talked about anything else, you know, like at all. Like if you were to say, I grew up watching Naruto and Naruto had this game and we did it as together. Okay, fair. That's that's like a structure.
First of all, it's called 1,000 Years of Death and Naruto got destroyed. It was a technique.
Yeah. Well, exactly. If you have a story to it, it actually adds an incentive to make that story. There's a reason to make that story. It just felt like it was aimless in terms of the story. I didn't understand why this had to be made. You know, like you can make a story that doesn't mean much in terms of the grand scheme. I made a video about how I ripped my pants, but at least in that story, I had a story. I went up a mountain on this hike. I ripped my pants. I tried to hide it the entire day. I had like a little bit of a shenanigans to do so. And that's it. That's, you know, it's a pretty cut and clean story. Whereas this one, there was a lot of like jokes that I definitely was a little uncomfortable with. A lot of tangents and no strict point. That's just my own critique of it. And so I actually think the criticism on Twitter is valid. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is where I'm going to flip the script on you. This is where I'm going to flip the script on you.
Flip that script.
My videos or?
No. I feel like the criticism is valid. It is. On Twitter where they say like, yeah, I think his content's getting weirder. Yeah, sure. I think I need to be so careful about what I say here, right? Yeah. And I guess we can cut it out if we're not okay. But I think some of the people within the community who are tweeting out about this, they're doing so because they have they already have a negative bias of him.
Are they right? Jealous?
No. I'm not jealous. That doesn't have to be jealous. As in, they don't like Alex Clark, and so they're going out of their way to bring him down.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like, if you find a bad video, you just find a bad video. That's it. If you think what he's done is immoral, you can make that point. I think, like, the person who was like, I left the Story Time community, that's fine. That's really good. Because that's, you know, again, that's saying, because they've shifted to this kind of content, I left the community. That's valid. Tweet it out. There's some other people in the community who tweeted out about it with, like, again, just adding on to the dog pile that definitely did not need to be done. And it was, like, honestly a little disappointing that it happened. I was like, oh, come on. We're better than that, right?
Yeah.
How many times have we watched a bad video from a Storytime animation community or a video that was problematic, and we just deal with it within the community, you know?
Yeah.
We don't deal with it outside.
Half my channel.
Yeah.
Shut up, Rush.
I'm not afraid. Actually, I have jokes.
But the thing is, like, again, no. There's nothing wrong with doing – with Rush, with you – you've never shied away from it from day one. You had a video called Dragon Ball Pooper, which was about a tsunami of crap. Like,
yeah.
Again, if there's an expectation built, it would be weird if you started making sexual content. That would be like a weird thing because you've never really done that.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the first time you had sex or. That would be weird. I definitely would be like, hey, Rush, what are you doing, man?
I do want to talk about that, though.
That's, again...
Not the intercourse part, but the lead up to it.
Well, hopefully not the intercourse part. What are you doing? So, yeah, duh.
I buckled my pants.
All right, Rush. If you want to reveal our first time together, you can. I'm just saying.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, leave me out of it. I'll step away for a second.
Maddie just like records.
She's the cameraman.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
But it is what it is. You know?
Yeah.
But other than that, there's been the community's been fine, I think. It's more or less been okay.
Yeah.
Personally, I've never like gone out of my way to like be like, oh, I don't like this, like publicly in front of people. Cause I'm like, you know. Yeah, like privately between friends, I'm like, yeah, but like, I don't know, on Twitter, I'm just kind of vibing on Twitter. I don't really,
I love Twitter. I feel like when it goes into a canceling spree, though, it definitely gets a little.
Yeah. Canceling stuff, I'm like,
Yeah, you like that? Is that how you like?
That's how I go. Every time I see it, I go,
Oh no, somebody's getting canceled.
What all happened in the last podcast? When did the last podcast was uploaded? What was the downtime between? Did James upload the video? That's a good person. What else went down?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a good person.
I like Life is Fun better, not gonna lie.
We are, yeah. Life is fun.
Gonna make the most of it.
Yeah, I definitely think like that. That came out. The second song came out. I thought it was good.
It's a great song.
I came out with the Among Us Hamilton. Song.
Oh yeah, you did.
Among Us Hamilton.
Another great song.
That's been blowing up recently. Actually,
hey, I'm glad. In the beginning?
I wasn't sad. PJ thought it was gonna blow up immediately. I was like, no, it won't. Like, I think it's gonna be a slow growth. But it'll catch up in views, but it won't blow up. And, you know, I know my audience better than anybody else. And so that's exactly what happened. It was like a very slow initial climb. Mm-hmm. But then it's just constantly going up. It just is not stopping.
Wait for the new map to come out and Among Us will blow up again for a week and then die down again.
Rust is big now, dude. Rust.
Yeah. I've seen like videos of Rust a lot more now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of like hardcore fandom. Like I've been following the Rust scene right now. I'm like not into Rust, but I just like watching it. It goes down. Mm-hmm. Rust is like a game. For anyone doesn't know, it's a game. It's like survival, and you pick up materials, you gather materials, you just get powered up. You go through bases, whatever. The initial part of the game is basically the player base would just kill people. They would hunt down people, raid each other's bases, steal their stuff, run away, or they'll just keep murdering them as they spawn. Like, if you're an asshole. They're called killing naked or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's like the dumb thing. That's a bad thing to do. Just keep killing the person that has nothing on them. It's like, what are you doing to your life? It's like, I have a power struggle feeling in my life. It's like, oh. And so the offline TV crew, Abe, I think, did it. I'm not quite sure exactly.
Yes, Abe did it, yeah.
They were like, hey, let's make a roleplay server and just have fun. And everyone on the Rust community is like, oh, you're supposed to kill each other. What are you guys doing ruining Rust? And then the developer is like, it's like crashes. He's like, yeah, they're ruining Rust by not yelling racist stuff at each other and not being mean. And everyone in the comment section didn't get the sarcasm.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, the developer's on our side. Yeah, these fucking assholes. And it's like, guys, this is being sarcastic. I love this. Yeah. He's like, I love this for my game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What else did I miss?
No, that's I think you touched the most. You missed the divide.
The divide.
Oh, I'll pick it up from here. So basically, yes, Abe made a server, with everything, right? With the entire, made the server, invited a few streamers. They vouched for people, invited more people, like content creators that they knew about, invited more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That server was called the Badlands. That's like the initial server that they went on, a lot of content. But then the drama kicked up in which some of the people that they invited were like, they knew how to play Rust. And as you said, they were hardcore Rust players that just liked griefing people. The entire reason for this server was about role playing and building content and making it entertaining to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what these guys did, instead of being, you know, smart, and using this rise of fame of Rust to elevate themselves like 5UP did, they decided they'd make a quick buck by making a compilation of streamers getting mad, and they sniped streamers from across the map. They killed them without saying anything at all when they when there's proximity mic on to talk to them and meme about them. People came up to them to be like, hi, what are you doing? And then they got shot and looted. Like, they just were not good people. Yeah, and then because of that, people started getting more toxic. People were saying really mean things about each other, ruining the role-playing stuff. And so it resulted in a lot of the people who initially joined first, like the OTV crew, to quit.
Yeah.
And then so Abe was like, oh, well, the entire reason I made this was to play with my friends. And now it's like a big thing, and I like that, but I still want to play with my friends.
Yeah.
And so what he did was he made another server called The Divide. And he that's like a server only for role playing, like no PvP. PvP only as like a last resort.
Yeah, PvP for role play, if anything, like if you're a gladiator in an arena or something like that.
Yeah,
like stuff like that. Yeah, and so he invited his OTV crew and stuff to that, and that's where the main stuff's happening now. And the Badlands was left as like a more PvP oriented one, and people like that divide. For a while, you know, people still kept playing on the Badlands. That's where the art museum was made. I love the art museum. But then, you know, people started, again, taking the PvP a bit too seriously. Like, offline, like, when people were offline, they would destroy their bases and loot them. And, you know, like, just make it not fun. Like, they didn't care about the content. They cared about the game loot. And it was just like, meh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the fun thing to watch is when two big teams get ready to have a war and raid each other, right? Like, that's the fun part. Mm-hmm. Not to log in and everything you had is gone. It's like, well, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
So they all kind of, like, some of the really big ones have just gone over to the Divide server. And now the Badlands is slowly but surely dying a little bit, you know?
Why didn't they like have a zone for PvP area? Like, if you build your base here, you're gonna get destroyed. But if you build your base outside the zone,
that's what people have been suggesting for the Badlands. But I don't know. I don't know if it's happening. I don't know if it didn't happen. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Dang.
But that's just what it is.
That's what Rust is. Yeah. It didn't. I think it just came out out of like. It's like alpha, beta, or whatever. It's now like an actual full game now.
It came out 2 years ago, I think.
Fully?
Think so.
Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah. I could be crazy.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Feels bad. But like I got invited to the server.
Mm-hmm. Badlands or the Divide?
I got invited to the Badlands.
Oh shit.
To get into the Divide, that's like the really big stuff. Like you need to like you need to get invited to it. You know, like the hardcore into it. So I didn't get that yet. So
have you played it? Do you hate Rust? Do you love Rust?
Right now, it's a bit overwhelming. I'm learning it, and my friend Fran, she like invited me. She's like, "Maz, you should play." And so I've been trying to play with Fran, but like it is pretty overwhelming.
Yeah,
so much to craft, so much to do.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like again, because I only know one person, the server, and obviously Michael is in the other server.
Mm-hmm.
Is like I don't have many friends to play with, and so it's just like I don't want to play alone, and everybody in the server knows each other because they're like big streamers, and I'm not that much of a streamer. I'm more so just like a, you know, I'm more of a kind of content creator, and so
yeah,
it feels weird. It definitely feels weird.
Yeah, I can imagine
new bubble of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, everybody's saying for the Badlands that it's rest in peace because no one's even playing it anymore, apparently.
Mm. Oh, dang. Aw.
Yeah.
That's lame. People gotta ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. Like, I just got into it, but then, obviously, you know.
Yeah. Aw.
Feels bad. But other than that, it's been pretty good. Rust is still a huge thing. If you look at Twitch... like the OTV crew play Rust like nothing else, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been seeing a lot of.
The new meta is social games.
Yeah.
No, the new meta is not social games. It's games that you can be social in. And that's like a big difference because, like Rust is not a social game. Not really.
No. But when you design the whole game, like server around it, then it's like, yeah.
Yeah. They made it into social, and it's like it's good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like Among Us proximity makes it way more better.
Oh my god, the VTubers are in the Divide. That's crazy.
Oh whoa,
go stream snipe them, kill them all, make a montage. I heard that's great
for go do it. Yeah. I'm already on it
now. I getcha. But look, if I get into Divide, I'll play. If I don't, I won't. Like, again, it's not like I have that much time anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Feels bad, man. Wait, by the time I would do the bloody podcast.
I got a story now. I remember I have something.
What's up?
You have something?
I have something crazy.
What? Oh yeah?
Not a crazy story. But kinda crazy.
Okay.
One of our friends are. I was like, hey, I want to upgrade my computer. I had this bad boy for like 5 years. He's like, all right, let me help you customize it. I'm like, oh, sweet. So we sat there, looked at parts. Like, yeah, I want that one. I want that one. A 380, that'd be great. All right, sweet. And then he was like, all right, here's the link. Just hit buy. And I'm like, thanks, man. And I took the link and I bought it. And they're like, yeah, your computer's coming the way. It should cost like $3,000, right? I'm like, yeah, it should have been. And then I look at the receipt on the email, it said $4,000. I'm like, what? And so when it came, it has a 390 and has a lot more. It's a completely different computer he sent me. He sent me like the top of the line ass computer ever. And I'm like, I don't want to go to.
Who sent that?
V-Star. Like me and him sat there and we customized a computer for like within the $3,000 price range. And I bought a $4,000 one. It's basically a spaceship.
What the heck?
It'll last you for years.
It'll last me forever.
Why did he do that?
I guess the link expired or something. I clicked on it to buy it, or something weird happened, and then I just got this one instead. I'm not. It's the most powerful bad boy, but it's still. It's like, oh,
it's expensive though. You pay a lot more money.
Yeah. And so that's the thing that happened to me.
I guess that's good. Like, can you run like crazy ass games and programs on it?
Yeah, man. Sea of Thieves all the way. I get to turn up all the graphics. The water looks fucking beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
Doom Eternal. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
show me them graphics after, bro.
Yeah, but hitting Control Z on Flash still takes a millisecond longer, and I still hate it.
Oh no. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Why?
They updated it, that's why.
What? It seems like every time they update, y'all have problems with it.
Yeah, welcome to Adobe Animate.
I'm thinking about switching to Toon Boom.
Yeah. Toon Boom's not all perfect, though. I learned that because I was having problems with it. It wouldn't work right with my tablet. Like, I can't open the... Like, I have to... In order to open the program and to properly work in it, I have to unplug my tablet, open the program, open the file I want to work in, and then re-plug my tablet in, and then I'm allowed to work on it. If I don't do that, it'll just stop responding because my tablet's plugged in for some reason. And then just a bunch of other stuff. I had some weird calibration problems, stupid ways to fix it that, like, aren't, I don't know. I emailed them, and they were like, yeah, we don't support Huey on tablets. And I was like, oh, well, that's great. And they were Yeah, that's all we can tell you. I'm like, oh, cool. All right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
Damn.
Yeah. Save up for a Wacom tablet, I guess.
Don't get anything bigger than a 22.
Yeah. No, I don't think my desk could fit that. I'd probably get a 15.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to. But yeah, I might upgrade
my equipment as well. Once the cash rolls in a little bit more, you know.
Get that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Get to upgrade.
I think we might wrap it up here. We might wrap up the podcast here.
Wait.
Oh.
What?
Hi.
What?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, nice.
You gonna close your second channel you said earlier?
Yeah.
You're just going to upload all the Among Us stuff that you have, and then that's it?
Yeah, a lot of them are in works, so I'll still do them. Mm-hmm. And I've still got, like, there are a few that I'm keen to edit, so those will get edited, like the captain, when we introduced the captain role, and some of the proximity games, like when I was Charlie's hitman and stuff, like, those are really good. those are, like, so funny, and so I really want those cut. But yeah, definitely going to slow down on those, definitely, I think.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah.
I thought you were going to delete it. I'm like, I'm going to kill you if you did that.
No. Oh, my God. No.
I'm working on a video.
About that during the whole podcast. I forgot to bring back up.
Sorry. Yeah. No, it's all good. Yeah, I think it's just the voice chat's going to be slower. Some of the other channels that I have, like, might not upload as much. And the amazing should be unaffected, but it might also just, like, be slower in the grand scheme of things, I think.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know, maybe like that. Mm-hmm. I'm working on a video too.
Thanks for coming in, everybody. And shout out to all the patrons and channel members for helping on. I appreciate it. All right, ladies, everybody.
Bye.
And logging off now.